Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chav Beis in Maseches Erevin. It is the 240th daf in Shas. We pick up with the Agadita on the second to last line on Chav Aleph Amud Beis. The last line of Agadita we had was Ula in the name of Rebbe Eliezer, three lines from the bottom. I want to go back one line overlap to yesterday's shir because of something exciting that someone had shared with me. Our daf will continue with Agadita to the middle of Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Then we will discuss some more details about the Pasei Beros that has been the subject of the Mishnah. The bottom of Chav Beis Amud Aleph is going to be important because it will talk about the halachos of Rishus HaRabim, and the Rishonim will bring up the halacha of Tzuras HaPesach in different areas, both in terms of Pasei Beros as well as in Rishus HaRabim. On Chav Beis Amud Beis, we will begin to discuss the halachos of mountains when they become a separate Rishus, when a mound becomes a separate Rishus. We will continue with the halachos of Mavui going to the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Beis, as well as the Gemara will compare the halachos of Rishuyos for Erevin to the halachos of Rishuyos for Tumah. Let's pick up, as I mentioned, three lines from the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, B'tchila Isa Torah Domei L'Kvif. Originally, the Torah was like a big, humongous jar or jug. Some say I have the Girsa Kupa, which seems to make more sense. That's how we translated it yesterday. Shein Lo Aznaim. It was very, very bulky, very, very hard to hold on to. Ad Sheba Shlomo V'Asala Aznaim. Then Shlomo Amel came along and he gave it ears, in other words, handles, to be able to hold on to it. Yesterday we mentioned Rashi Pshat. We also added what jumped out to me from the Gemara, that Torah is voluminous, and sometimes it seems very, very hard to order and to remember what one had learned. Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara mentioned earlier, also added Amim and Svara to Chazal. Originally, when I was younger, it seemed like there was almost random facts that Torah was all about, even random Svaras, but that it fit into an entire system that wasn't clear to me when I was younger. And I suspect that people who their introduction to Gemara is the Daf Yomi, so then it just seems like it's Daf after Daf, but how the system works seems to be very, very foreign. So I thought that it could be that what the Gemara is saying is that Shlomo HaMelech gave it handles through its svaris. Once one understands the underpinning behind the halacha, then many of the halachos fall into place. What I was thrilled is I saw Rav Pia this morning, Shabbos, walking back from shul, and Rav Pia told me that he just randomly came over to me and told me the pshat of the Ramchal on this Gemara, that the Ramchal learns that in explaining the importance for klalim, he points to this Gemara and says that Shlomo HaMelech taught the klalim, and then the pratim became clearer. Those are those naim, those are the handles. That if you want to be able to have a handle on the sugya, you got to learn the most basic parts of the sugya, and then you'll have a handle on the sugya, the conceptual underpinnings behind it. The Gemara continues to launch about kfutzosav taltalim shicharos. Kfutzosav are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's laws, are graven in black. Amar Rav Chisda Amar Mar Ukva Melamed Sheyesh Lidrosh Al Kol Kutz V'Kutz. Kutz El Sav also could refer to the coats, the little crown, Tiltilim Shel Halachas. Every single part of Torah holds onto it. Every pin of Torah, every small head of a letter has mounds and mounds of halachos. Top of it, Shchoros Korov, they're dark like a raven. B'mi atom b'tzoin, who will be able to find? B'mi shemashkim umariv alein lebeis hamedrash rabba. Excuse me, lebeis hamedrash. For those people who get up and in the evening spend time in the beis hamedrash, where Darshing Rashi explains that the word shchoros as being shachris, and orev is erev, is for the evening. Rabba, my rabba explains the pasuk differently. Kvotzosav taltalim shecharos b'mishem mashchir ponav alein ke'orev. Someone whose face becomes dark like a raven. In other words, he deprives himself of material luxuries. His face becomes dark like a raven. Rav amar b'mishem meitzim atzmo achzari al bonav val b'nei beso ke'orev. An orev can be vicious, even to its old children. The pasuk in Tehillim says, Rashi tells us, "Vnei orev asher yikro, that the Orev doesn't provide to its children, Va'akadosh Baruch Hu brings the children food. That a person is supposed to be like an Orev, Achzari al Bonav ubnei veso ka'orev. Ki hadar avad bar masav ka'azel ve rav, when Rav Adar bar Masnag went to Yeshiva, Rav, Amrle de Baisu, Yunuke didach mayavilhu. How am I going to feed your children? Amrle said to him, Mishlimu kurme ba'agma. Is there not enough vegetables in the swamp? In other words, you could take from the swamp. Now that is something that requires the husband to steel himself from his general emotions. When one is supposed to evoke this very powerful expression of Chazal, even almost a hard one to swallow, and when is one not supposed to, I leave for everybody's personal Rebbe. This is something that requires a lot of guidance and cannot just be swallowed whole. Mark continues with another drasha. Mishalim lesonav alponav la'avido. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays those who hate him by destroying them. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi al-Mali mikra kasav, if not for the fact that this was written as a pasuk, yesher la'omro. Would have been impossible to say such a thing. What's that? Kaviyachol, kadam shenose masoy alponav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets rid of the Rishayim as if he's removing a weight that is on his face, and he wants to get rid of it from his face. In that parasha, we also have another pasuk, Lo Ya'acher Lesono, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold back to pay back the Rishayim. Amar Rabbi Ila, now Rabbi Ila points out, it's not only the retribution and the punishment for the Rishayim. Lesono Hu Delo Ya'acher. He doesn't hold back even to give them reward, as we're going to see, for the few mitzvahs that they do. Aval ya'ach litzadikim gemurim. However, he holds back and doesn't reward the tzadikim gemurim right away. V'hayim dam Rav Shua melevi ma'ivichsiv asher anochi mitzav hayom lasosam. Hayom lasosam v'lo lemochar. Lasosam hayom. You do the mitzvahs today, and I'm not going to reward you today. Lasosam lemochar lekabel schar. But tomorrow you're going to get reward. Rashi explains that our Gemara is making reference to the similar idea that we have in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel, and that is that La'asid Lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay back the Tzadik and Gemurim. They won't necessarily get the rewards in this world. And if one is going to try to be Mekayim Mitzvahs after death, it's not possible. It's only later on that one gets the true reward, but at the same time, when a person realizes how great the true reward is, it's too late to be able to do those mitzvahs. They say that the Gra, before he passed away, his Talmidim saw him crying. They asked him, Rebbe, are you afraid to die? And the Gra said, no, he's not afraid to die. However, what he does feel is a tremendous sadness that after he passes away, he will not be able to be Mekayim, a simple mitzvah like the mitzvah of Tzitzis. What does the pasuk mean that we read today? Shabbos, Chalamoid, Pesach. We read in Parshas Kisisa, the parsha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgiving Klal Yisrael. Within that parsha, we might not have read that actual pasuk, but we read around these psukim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgiving Klal Yisrael, and then it concludes with the Parashas HaMoedos. That's why we read Shavuos HaMoed. Ma'idich Siv Erech HaPayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu slow to anger. Erech Af Mi Boile. Generally, anger is associated with the Af, with the nose. HaPayim, Rashi points out, sounds like different faces, and includes happy faces as well. So why does it say Erech HaPayim? Erech Af Mi Boile. Ela Erech HaPayim L'Tzadikim. Even the face of happiness with tzaddikim, he doesn't show right away. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't tapped us on the back and said, you're doing a great job, or showed us that he's happy with everything he's done. That doesn't necessarily mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't very proud, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves every single one of his children. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Beis Asayim. We learned in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Pase Baros can be made. You could extend the distance of Pase Baros up until a Beis Sasayim. That's quite a large distance. Asks the Gemara, how do you calculate that Beis Sasayim? Iboilu par u pasin kamar. Does that include the distance of both the pit and the area inside of the Pasim? O Dilma, bar velo passing ka'amar? Or do we say that it means the pit by itself, not the passim? In other words, according to the first side of the question, then the passim need to surround an area no more than 2,500 amos multiplied by 2. A base saw is 2,500 amos. Base assign would be 5,000 amos. That's the first side, that it can't be bigger than 5,000 amos. Odilma, or maybe, bar velo passing, that the pit itself could be the size of up until a base sasayim, and the area inside the pasim could be even larger. Adam nosan einav biboro, the person thinks about the size of the bar, and he won't come to carry in an area that's larger than a base sa, velo gazrinan dilma asli titilta yoser base sasayim bikarpef. Now we are being introduced to a new concept that we're going to spend a lot of time on in other dapim, and that is the concept of karpef, an area that is surrounded by walls but is not hukaf ledira. If it's larger than a beis hasayim, then one is not allowed to carry in that area. Now over here, if we're going to allow for an area that's just beis hasayim in the bar, that means it's larger than an area of a karpef. And maybe we're concerned that if people are going to think that you're allowed to carry over here, they're going to come to carry in a karpef that's larger than a base sasayim. Maybe we could differentiate those, says the Gemara. Here, he only thinks about the measurement of the bar, and he doesn't think that's larger than base sasayim. Odilma, Adam nosen einav b'mechitzas. Or do we say that people look at the mechitzas like gizrin, and dilma s'lechafufei, yosim base sasayim b'karpef, that he might come to permit a carrying in a karfef as well. Take a look at the next Mishnah, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. There we will see that the Mishnah will spell out more about the reasoning behind the Isser of carrying in an area which is called a karfef more than 2,000 amos. The Gemara tries to be poshet the Shaila. Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you a proof about Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, whether the distance of Beis HaSayim includes the area between the bar and the pasim. Kamehe mekuravim. How close, the Braisa says, can the pasim be to the bar? Kedei rosha v'roba shalpara. It needs to have a distance between the pit and the pasim the size of the majority of an ox. Very simply, because the whole reason we're making pasim b'roz is for the animals, as we saw on the bottom of Chaf Am Beis going to Chaf Aleph Am Anav. V'kama Am Ruchakim. For our purposes, how far is the distance? Afilu Kur, Afilu Kurayim. Tanakama says Pasei Baroz could be as large as you want. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, like we saw in our Mishnah, Beis Asayim Mutter, Yosemi Beis Asayim Osir. Only a Beis Asayim is going to be permissible. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, Yata Moda Bedir Visar, aren't you going to admit when it comes to a corral of an animal that even if it's as large of a kur, which is much larger than a sa, and even much larger than a kur, if we're talking about an animal pen with courtyard for the animal to graze, etc., etc., there it could be very large. Amalahem, he said, you're right. Zomachitza, those aren't surrounded by Pasei Baroz, and therefore it could be larger. Ve'elu Pasim, but here we're talking about Pasei Baroz, and it's limited to a Beis HaSayim. Now, there's a third opinion in the Braisa. Based on the third opinion that we're about to see, we're going to contrast that to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and then come to a conclusion in regards to our original question about what Rabbi Yehuda exactly holds. Rav Shim ben Elazar Omer, Bar Beis HaSayim, A Beis HaSayim, Mutter. He says that if the bar is the size of a base asayim by a base asayim, it's going to be mutter to carry with the pasei baroz. V'lo amru laharchik el kedei rosh v'ruba, and like we saw above, the only pasei baroz will be too close if there isn't enough space for an animal to fit in between the pasei baroz and the pit. Now, hamid de ka'amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar bar velo pasim. So Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds that the size of the bar could be no longer beis hasayim. And the pasim he doesn't mention at all. In other words, the distance between the bar and pasim, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, is negotiable. There's no requirement. Michlal to Reb Yehuda, baru pasim kamar. That means that Rabbi Yehuda, who's disagreeing, also said Beis Asayim. He was saying Beis Asayim, including the Pasim as well. So the answer to our original Shaila is that the Cheshbin of Beis Asayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Bar and Pasim, like the first side of the Gemara's Shaila. The Gemara rejects this Rai. Veloihi, Rabbi Yehuda Bar below Pasim, comma. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the bar without the pasim. If so, then what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Elazar? We assumed that Rabbi Yehuda was talking about the bar in pasim, because then Rabbi Shimon, Elazar, and Rabbi Yehuda are talking about the same thing, and how are they disagreeing? Ihachi hainu de Rabbi Shimon, Elazar? Question mark. Ika beinayu arich v'katan. The Gemara says the difference is the length of the width and the breadth, whether that has to be the same size. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it could be longer in one direction and shorter in another direction, as long as it equals to the amount of the area of Beis Asayim will be acceptable. However, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, it needs to be specifically a squared Beis Asayim. And if it would be longer, it would not be acceptable. So we don't have a proof to our original question of what is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in this regard. The Gemara now goes back to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's comments in the Braisa. Ultimately, the details of those comments we're only going to get to in Daf Chaf Gimel, tomorrow's Daf. Klal Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, we had learned that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, Kol Avir Shetashmisha Ladira, anytime that the gates are surrounding it for living purposes, Kigon, deer, like for a corral, Vasar. Vasar is a corral for cities, for animals in a city. Muktza is an area that's designated in the house for animals or for sodding. Vichatzer, chatzer is in front of the house. Fil beis chamisha es kurim, u beis asar es kurim. No matter how large is, kurim is very, very large. No matter how many kurim is, it's mutter. However, v'chol dira shetashmisha la'avir. However, if it's been cordoned off simply for people to have enjoyed the air, kigon burganin shebesados, like huts in the fields, beis asayim mutter. Then, if it's beis asayim, it's going to be mutter. Yeser mi beis asayim aser. However, it's going to be more than a beis asayim, then it won't be mutter. This is similar to the idea of karpef that we're going to have later on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. The next Mishnah begins four lines into the medium-sized line on Chav Beis Amid Aleph from Yehuda Omer. Im hayah derech rishus haramim, mafzikasan. If the rishus haramim is passing through the pasi biros, yisalkenu litzdadim, you got to move them to the sides. V'chachamim oimrim ein atzarchin. The chachamim say there isn't a need, they're still going to be valid b'chitzas. Immediately, we have the analysis of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, darmi tavayu kan hodiyacha kochan shel mechitzas. From the Shita of Chacham, we see the strength of mechitzas, that even if people are passing through, at the end of the day, the mechitzas are not considered broken. The Gemara asks, kan usvirle? Does he really hold this way? Does Rabbi Yochanan hold that the mechitzas are so powerful? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. We learned the name of Yochanan earlier in the Vavam Beis. Yerushalayim il malik dil sasan in olos balayla. Yerushalayim, which was a Rishus HaRabim. If the doors to the area of the Rishus HaRabim were not locked at night, chayovin alam Rishus HaRabim, then one would be mechayiv for carrying in the Rishus HaRabim Yerushalayim. However, since they locked it at night, one is not going to be chayiv. So what do we see? That you can't just disregard the fact that the public is passing through. Rather, you need to close it to public thoroughfare. Elakan velo svirle. But rather, maybe Rabbi Yochanan was saying like this, that over here, the Chacham say this, but they don't pask in this way. Ask Sugamar, v'ramim di Rabbi Yehuda, ad Rabbi Yehuda v'ramim di Rabbanan di Rabbanan. But we still have difficulty, because we have a contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban. The sign we learn in Braisa. Yeser al kein am Rabbi Yehuda. We learn on Vav Amid Aleph, that Rabbi Yehuda taught us, that if you have two houses on two sides of Rishus HaRabim, also lech mikan v'lech mikan v'kor mikan v'kor mikan v'nose v'nesem be'emtza, that in order to be able to carry, you put just a lechi on either side, and that's going to be enough. Amrulo, the Chacham said, Eimarim Shisaram Bekach, you can't make a Eimarim Shisaram this way. Now, there's a stira on two different levels. Kashid Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. We have a stira between Rabbi Yehuda, because over here Rabbi Yehuda is worried about the Rishit Saram passing through. And also, Kashid Rabban and the Rabban. Over there, the Rabbanan say you can't make an Erev Rishit Sarabim because there's part the public thoroughfare is passing through. If you have two houses on either side of the street, and there's a street running between them, the Rabban say it's not enough to make a Lechi. Yet here, the Rabbanan are not concerned about the Rishus Harabim passing through. Answers the Gemara. The Rabbi Yehuda like Kasha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difficulty. Hasam de ikash de mechitas mal yisa. Over there, you've got two quality mechitas. The two houses on either side of the street are two quality mechitas. And they hold, this is one explanation of Rabbi Yehuda, when we learned Vavam Abeis, we had a different explanation, but now let's go with this explanation in the Gemara. That two mechitzas is enough to make a rishus hayachim in Torah. But over here by Passover Rose, we don't even have two mechitzas. All you have are corners cornered off and boards within every 13 amas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, enough to make a gestalt square, but that's not mechitzas. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is concerned about the people passing through. The Rabbanan amilokashi. Within the Rabbanan, it's also no question. Hacha ika mishum arba mechitzas. Ha saleka mishum dal mechitzas. Rabbanan say at the end of the day, you have four mechitzas. Because at the end of the day, you have the gestalt on all four corners. That's enough, according to Rabbanan, to be considered mechitzas. We saw Tosas in the beginning on Yud Zayin Amabez that seems to emphasize this point of the Gemara as well, that in Minat Torah it's considered four mechitzas because you have the corners on all sides surrounded with an aman. That's called four mechitzas, and then the rabbin will not be mevatel mechitzas. However, where you have, as the Gemara described in Vavam and Aleph, and quoted here, where you have two houses on either side of the street and the public thoroughfare passing through, in such a case the rabbanon will say that is worse, and even two lechayim won't work, you'll have to have Yerushalayim nin olos balayla. We continue on the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Once we quoted Rabbi Yochanan's halacha in regards to the status of Yerushalayim, the Gemara makes an observation in regards to Eretz Yisrael in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan Eretz Yisrael ein chayav nala mishum mishus aram. This is quite a surprising expression. And that is, in Eretz Yisrael, you won't have Rishus HaRabim. A person will not be chayiv for being metaltel inside of it, or throwing from a Rishus HaYachid into a street in Eretz Yisrael, because it doesn't have a status of Rishus HaRabim. Why? Yosef Rav Dimi v'kamel ala shmeitza. Amale Abayil Rav Dimi, my time, they analyzed. Imishum demakif la sulma d'tzur. If you're going to say that it's surrounded by a hill, mechad gisa. This is Rashi's explanation that there was a Sela Har Gavoa Saviv on the border of Eretz Yisrael to go up to Eretz Yisrael. The Kaftar of Ferach has a slightly different explanation. He points out that Sur, of course, the city of Tyre, was a particular place, and it's not referring to a hill that surrounded Eretz Yisrael, but rather Kaftar of Ferach, and he points out that Rashi himself seems to be mashing that way on Peyam and Aleph, and in Shabbos on Chavavim and Aleph, that this is an area up north that had a border which was a steep terrain. So that, according to the Kaftar Ferach's explanation, Salman Tor. Either way, it's a mechitza, halachic mechitza, that cordons off Eretz Yisrael on one side. Umechatana de Goder, Mehaf Gisa, Rashi explains that that is a ditch that is 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide. And maybe you'll say that Eretz Yisrael is cordoned off into being a Rishus Hayachid. If you're going to say that as well, Gemara asks, Mavel Nami, Makav La Pras Mehach Gisa, V'diglis Mehach Gisa. Bavel also is surrounded by rivers that, according to the above logic, should make it a Rishus Hayachid. And then the Gemara says, and for that matter, Tukula Nami, Alma Nami, Makafulkinis, the entire world is also surrounded by oceans, and the whole world should be a Rishus Hayachid. So Rav Dimi tries another track. Dilma Mailus Amordos Ka'amrit. Maybe because there are steep inclines and declines, then it loses its status for Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara in a moment will explain why the inclines are going to make a difference. However, Abaye wasn't happy with any of these explanations. Abaye thought it was most likely that Rav Dimi had simply misunderstood Rabbi Yochan. Amalei Karkafna. Karkafna means smart fellow. Chazite l'reishech be'amude. Your head was stuck in between the poles. Ki amar Rabbi Yochan l'hashmaitz. Your head was in the beams of the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Yochanan said this. You must have misunderstood something that Rabbi Yochanan had said. One correction on the above. It was Abaye that suggested to Rav Dimi when he was critical, Dilma Milos Umardos Ka'amrit. Maybe what Rabbi Yochanan was saying was only about the area of the inclines and the declines, and it can't be over all of Eretz Yisrael because your head was between the poles. Itmar Nami, the Gemara continues, that this explanation that Abaye had given was also the explanation that Ravin had given as well. Kiyasa Ravin am Rabbi Yochanan, v'amin lam Rabbi Avoham Rabbi Yochanan, malos umardos sheba Eretz Yisrael, ein chayovin olay merushun mishus harabim, lefi she'enan kidiglei midbar. The area in Eretz Yisrael that has harsh inclines and declines, that is not the area that is similar to the rushus harabim of the diglei midbar that we have in the 11th parak in Shabbos, that we learn out the rules of rushus harabim from the Midbar, and when it came to Diglei Midbar, Rashi explains, the Anani HaKaveld flattened it out, it was straight. And because there's the incline, the decline, that doesn't resemble it, by definition, it can't be considered a Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara now has a Shaila that Rachava had asked Rava that relates to the above issue. Bo'amine Rachava me Rava, tell HaMislakid Asora Mitoch Arba. If you have a hill that gathers up 10 Tfachim high, within 4 tfachim from the ground. On the other hand, v'rabim bokimbo, a lot of people walk on top of it. So now, if you have something that's a 10 tfachim within 4 tfachim, that is a separate mechitza, it is a separate shus. And therefore, there's room to say that it's no longer part of the rishus harabim. On the other hand, there's rabim bokimbo. So the question is, chayavon leim rishus harabim, o ein chayavon alav. Aliba de rabbanon lo tibaylach. According to Rabbanan, we don't have a Shaila. Umah hasam denicha tashmishtei. In the case of the Rabbanan, in our Mishnah by the Pase Beros, that there we say that it's something that's common for people to walk right through the mechitzas of the Pase Beros, and they don't break the mechitzas. Amri Rabbanan lo asirat mevatel mechitza. The Rabbanan are of the opinion that the public does not break the mechitzas. Hacha delo nicholei tashmishtei. It's not so easy to use something that inclines with 10 tvachim high within a distance of 4 tvachim. Lo koshken, certainly the rabbin will not break the mechitza, and therefore it will retain its status of rishus rabbin. Kiti baylach alibi de Rabbi Yehuda. The shayla is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mai. Hasam u denicha tashmishtei. Hacha hu delo nicha tashmishtei. Lo asir rabbim u mevatel mechitza. Maybe over there, where it's common for everybody to walk right through the Pase Beros, that breaks the Mechitza. But here, it's not so easy, and it's not so common, maybe it doesn't break it. Odil Melo Shna. Or we would say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't make a difference. Amalei Chayavin. Rava said that you're going to be Chayiv, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Brabim break that Mechitza as well. Asks Rachva, follow-up Kasha. Vafilun Olo Bechevel, even if the only way to get up the mound is with the rope? Amalei in. He said yes. He asks him, Vafilu b'malos beis maron, even from the hills of beis maron, which were very, very, very hilly, and people used to go up one after the next, and not two people together. Is that enough for it to remove its status of a rishus harabim? Amalei in. He said yes. That would still be considered a Rishus HaRabim, because people walk up even base Maron. Eisve, the Gemara now asks Akasha on whether the Rabbanon could fit with a Braisa that we had learned earlier on Daf Ches Amid Aleph. Chotzer Sharabim Nichnasin La. You have a courtyard. We're not talking about a street anymore, Rishus HaRabim, but we're talking about a courtyard that people walk through. V'yotzim Bezu. So the halacha is that for Shabbos, it's considered Rishus HaYachid, skipping for a moment. It's a Rishus HaYachid l'Shabbos. However, for Tumah, Rishus HaRabim l'Tumah. Once people walk through, it's considered Rishus HaRabim l'Tumah. The fact that the people walk through the chatzer doesn't change its status vis-a-vis Shabbos. It's considered Shusechel Shabbos, but for Tuma, it does not retain its status as a Rishus Hayachid, but it assumes the identity of Rishus Harabim. One of the nafkaminis in Hilchos Tumah, of course, is that in Hilchos Tumah, Safek Tumah Rishus Hayachid is Tame, Safek Tumah Rishus Harabim is Tar. So on that din, it'll be a Safek would be Tar. Now analyzes the Gemara Mani. Who is this Brisa going according to? Ilema Rabban, if we're going to say it's the Rabbanan. Now the Rabbanan had said that even if you had the Rabbim walking through Pase Beros in a Rishus HaRabim, it's not Mevatel Mechitza. So it's a Dover Poshet. If it walks through a Chatzer, then it wouldn't be Mevatel Mechitza. Hashta. Umah Hasam Denicha Tashmishte. Everybody walks through a Rishus HaRabim, and it's not Mevatel Mechitza. And it's normal for everybody to walk through. To walk through someone else's courtyard wasn't this common. Amri Rabbonin Lo Asu Rabim Mevatel Mechitza. In a case of the Rishus HaRabim, it's not Mevatel Mechitza when you have Pasa Baros. Hacha, certainly, when it comes to a Chatzer de Lo Nicha Tashmishte, it's not normal and not comfortable for people to walk through. Lo Shekol Shekain, certainly it would not break the Mechitzas. Elav Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So we have a Braisa that's in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, that the Braisa says that it does not break the status of Rishus HaYachid for Shabbos, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that it does break the status of Rishus HaYachid for Shabbos when it is the Rabbim are walking through Pase Beros. Says Gemara, lo, lo'olam Rabbanan. Really, it's going according to Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan already told us that Rabbim walking through Rishus HaRabim doesn't make the Mechitzas of Pase Beros, certainly would not break the Mechitzas of Chatzer. However, for Rishus HaRabim L'tumah it's Trichalei. We need the Braisa to tell us that the public walking through is enough to turn the Chatzer to a Din Rishus HaRabim for Tumah. For example, an Afgamina of Safik Tumah Bir Rishus HaRabim, then now the Chatzer would have a Din Rishus HaRabim, Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim would be Tar. Tashma, the Gemara tries another proof that seems that Mishnah and Tahara seems to make more sense according to Rabbi Yehuda than the Rabbanon. If you have Muvos Hamifuloshos, if you have open streetways between Boros, Pits, Beshichnu, Bema'oros, so they're running through these areas that are normally Rishus HaYachid, but it's an open street that's running through a pit area or a ditch or a cave, so then Rishus HaYachid is Shabbos, it still retains that Rishus HaYachid is Shabbos, Rishus HaRabim L'tuma. Now, we clarify, what does it mean, Mevos HaMefuloshos B'boros? B'boros Al-Kadaitach, what does it mean, the Mevos HaMefuloshos are running B'boros? Ela L'boros Rishus HaYachid. It's a Mevos HaMefuloshos that are running through a Boros of a Rishus HaYachid. No, it's an area in a Rishus HaYachid with a bar inside. So what did we learn? That it's a Rishus HaYachid l'Shabbos, for Rishus HaRabim l'Tumah, that it retains its status of Rishus HaYachid for Shabbos. Mani, Ilema Rabban, if we're going to say that Mishnah and Taurus is working like the Rabban, Hashta, Umah Hasam Denicha, Tashmishte, Amri Loas Rabban Vatala, where it's normal for people to walk through. In the case of a Rishus HaRabim by the Pase Beros, we say the public thoroughfares, not Mevatel Mechitza, in our Mishnah on Chav Beis Amid Aleph. Hacha, however, here we have a bor in what's generally Rishus HaYachid. Lo Nicha Teshmishte, most people don't walk through someone else's waterhole. Lo Kol Shekein, certainly it won't break the Mechitza. Elav Rabbi Yehudi, it seems like we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara gives the same answer. Lo Olam Rabbanan. For Rishus HaRabim L'tuma, it's Trichalei. The Chiddush in the Mishnah in Taharas is that it's considered Rishus HaRabim vis-a-vis Tumah according to Rabbanan. Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you another proof from Taharas Perek Vav. Shivilei Beis Gilgul Ukayotze Bohen. Rishus HaYachid L'Shabbos for Rishus HaRabim L'tuma. It's considered Rishus HaYachid for Shabbos, but a Rishus HaRabim for Tumah. The Gemara tells immediately what Shivilei Beis Gilgul are. Vezeu Shivilei Beis Gilgul. Amrit ve'Rabiane, these were terrains that were so steep. Kol she'eino eved yachal litol sa shel chitin. If an eved can't carry the weight of a sa of chitin, v'yaretz lefnei sardiyot, who was a public official in charge of litigation. In other words, it was someone that an eved would run in front of him. So this shvil was next to the place Gilgal, but in general, it could be defined as an area where you have an eved that can't run on this terrain because it's so steep. So the halacha is, it's considered Rishos HaYachid still for Shabbos, but not for Tumah. Now the Gemara does the same analysis. Mani, Ilem Rabban Hashu Malasim Nichot HaShmishta, when it comes to Pasa Beros, it's easy for people to pass through. Ami Rabban Lasi Rabban Rabban Vatel Mechitza, not only is it easy, it's common and it doesn't break the Mechitzas. Hachad Lo Nichot HaShmishta, it's not common for people to go through Lo Kol Shkein and Lav Rabbi Yehudi. Maybe we'll say that the only way we need a chidush in the Mishnah and Taurus is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who normally says, Osi Rabim Umevato Mechitzta, when it comes to Pasi Baros. Here, by Shvili Baskilgul, it won't, because it's not common for people to pass through. Amar Lei, now we go back, and Rava responds to Rechava. These have been all of the proofs up until now. We didn't spell it out in each one of the Shaklavatarias, but remember, we had a Shaila that Rava had responded to from Rechava, and that is, if you have an area which is lo nicha tashmishta, would Rabbim mi mevatel mechitza according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, who had said that the Rabbim is mevatel mechitza and Rishus HaRabbim by Pasei Beros, what would he say about all of these areas? So Amar Lei, so Rava responds to Rechava's raya. What did Rechava just bring a raya? That the halacha is that the Rabbim is not mevatel mechitza. That is against how Rava had originally responded to Rechava, who had said that only by Pasei Beros do we say that the Rabbim is Mevatel Mechitza, because Nichot HaShmishta. Over here, it's not Nichot HaShmishta. So says Rava, I was never talking about this. Amalei, Rava responds, Shivile Beis Gilgal Karmit, Yoshua Oyev Yisrael Haya. Yoshua loved Eretz Yisrael. Amad V'tikilem Drachim Misratya. And he was instituted special drachim. Kol heicha denicha tashmishtei masal rabbim. Anything that's easy for people to walk, he gave over to the rabbim. And over there, it's, we would say the rabbim mimavatel mechitzas according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kol heicha delo nicha tashmishta masra liyachid. And wherever it was a niach tashmish, he would give it to the yachid. And there, it's a davar pashut. Then, in such a case, it would not be mevatel the mechitza, because only Rabbim could be mevatel mechitza. He never gave over this area to the Rabbim. When, says Rava, did I tell you that you'd be chayiv afilu olam ol bechevel, that's in an area which was given over to the Rabbim, then Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's mevatel the mechitza if it was something that was given over to the Rabbim. This Bezer Hashem concludes the daf from Daf Chaf Bez. I finished recording. It's not an easy daf. Past 2 in the morning, so I will pass for the halacha as of now for this evening. And Bezer Hashem, I hope to do with you tomorrow's daf, Erev Shvi'i Shel Pesach. It could be we might need to wait for the next cycle for the halacha from the daily daf. But Baruch Hashem, we continue to march together. We just concluded the 240th daf in Shas. Bezras Hashem Yizbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Chav Beis, I record a day later. I had mentioned that I didn't think I was going to record the halacha. It was so late. But as I was thinking back on our Gemara, I couldn't hold back. And there is something very important in the halacha to add. So here we go, before we go to the halacha from Daf Chav Gimel. The topic is Rav Moshe's proof from our daf that New York City has a din, Rishus HaRabim min HaTorah, and that is not just one area of New York City, all of New York City. If you recall, on Daf Vav, we had an important halacha from the daily daf, where we developed Rav Moshe's diuk in Rashi on Daf Vav in Erevin, that says that the entire Rishus HaRabim becomes the identity of a city if there is 16 amos wide avenue that 600,000 people pass by. We didn't mention anything more than the diuk that Rav Moshe makes from a Rashi. However, Rav Moshe has one more fascinating raya, which at first glance seems to be a strong raya, from our Gemara on Daf Chav Beis, Amud Beis. The Gemara was talking about whether Rabbim could break a mechitza according to Rabbi Yehuda, where it's not an easy area for people to walk. The Mishnah told us in Chav Beis Amud Aleph that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if many people walk through Pasei Beros, then it breaks the mechitza. What if it's a hard terrain? So the Gemara gives an example of Malos Beis Maron. Malos Beis Maron, the Gemara says, you will have people that could break its mechitza and it would have a din of Rishus HaRabim. If we take a look at Rashi, when he explains Malos Beis Maron, Rashi says that it's a very, very steep hill, as described in Rosh Hashanah, and only one or two people could go up in that area at once, but if it's people are constantly passing by, the Gemara has a side to say that the Rabbim would break the Mechitzas. Now the indication over there is that if the Rabbim breaks the Mechitzas, then that area has a din of Rishus HaRabbim. Now, the Malos Beis Maron is talking about an area where one or two people are passing by at a time. That cannot have, therefore, 600,000 people passing in a Shabbos. If only one or two at a moment could file through, it'll be very, very difficult to have 600,000 passing through. Says Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe, Arachayim Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, Anaf Hey, if I'm not mistaken, that we could bring a raya from here that once the general area had 16 Amos and 600,000 people passing by, then the entire area, even the tough terrain of Beis Maron, also has a din of Rishus HaRabim. Because otherwise, the Gemara would not have a parallel case to the Pasei Beros, where there you have Mechitzas being broken to create a Rishus HaRabim De'oraisa. This is Ramesh's proof, therefore, that if in New York City, Broadway has 600,000, 16 amos wide, then the entire municipality of New York will have a din Rishus HaRabim, and of course, the practical implication of that is you cannot put up a Tzuras HaPesach. There is, however, a Tshuva Sefer before Rav Moshe, the Maharsham, and the Shas Tshuvas Maharsham in Chelek Gimel Simin Kuf Peches, that already dressed this Gemara, where somebody had suggested to him something similar to Rav Moshe, that once the city has a din, part of it of Rosh Hashanah, the whole area becomes a Rosh Hashanah, and the Maharsham rejects that. The Maharsham says that only the area where the 600,000 Tesayin Amos exist, that has a din of Rishus HaRabim. And the rest of the areas don't. The Shoal brought a rayatim from Malos Beis Maron. So he quotes obscure Rishonim, he quotes an Or Zeruah and others, and the Maharsham, based on his diukim, says that our Gemara, and if you follow the bouncing ball, the Maharsham's point might very well be valid. The Gemara was talking about a very specific issue of Asi Rabim Umevatal Mechitzas. And that is whether people walking through the Beis Maron will be Mevatel, the Mechitza of Beis Maron. The Gemara is not talking about a Rishus HaRabim per se. It's talking about whether these Mechitzas are broken through the Rabim. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it could very well be that it would break the Mechitzas. That was a suffix of the Gemara. But the Gemara was not saying that it has a din of a Rishus HaRabim, just that it's enough to have one or two people walking through for it to have the status of breaking the Mechitzas. But who says the Gemara is talking about that the area itself is a Rishus HaRabim? So this is the fascinating diun that emerges from the poskim on our daf. How the Gemara actually fears ice, as we say in Yiddish. How the Gemara actually develops, whether it's closer to Rav Moshe's understanding or close to the Maharsham's understanding, I leave for when we learn the sugya more b'iyun. But what emerges from our daf is a potential raya that the entire city becomes a Rishus HaRabim, or you say it's a very specific discussion of Asi Rabim Umavatel Mechitzta, but there's no particular proof that the Gemara was saying that Beis Maron also had a din, Rishus HaRabim. This Beis HaRashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Chav Beis.